I'm Christian Zadek, and welcome to The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. When you turn on the TV or scroll through apps on your phone, how much of what you see is good news? How much of it makes you smile? Are you encouraged by what you see or discouraged? Christians are people who have encountered good news, the best news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The word gospel means good news. In Greek, it's euangelion. There are four books in the Bible we call gospels, but technically they are the gospel according to Mark or the gospel according to Matthew, different versions of the same story according to different writers and arranged for different audiences. Euangelion is a specific type of news. It's an announcement about a king who arrives on the scene and brings salvation with him. During the Roman Empire, some announced the gospel of Caesar. Perhaps other emperors or figures in history had their stories announced as euangelion, good news of a savior king. The gospel of Christ is the proclamation, the announcement about a specific savior. Jesus has come into the world, he has overcome sin and death, and he offers us new life. This story has come to mean everything to us. In the Gospel according to Luke, Jesus begins his ministry with an announcement. Chapter 4, 16 to 21 says, "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. And the scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. And he unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.' And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all the people in the synagogue were intently directed at him. Now he began to say to them, 'Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.'" You can probably imagine how the crowd at the Nazareth synagogue might have received this announcement. "Isn't this the carpenter's son?" But notice how intentional Jesus is with the language from Isaiah. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, anointed me," words about being set apart, like the leaders in the Old Testament used to be. He says, "He has sent me to proclaim good news, euangelion, to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, freedom for the oppressed, the year of the Lord's favor." This is good news, especially if you are poor, or blind, or oppressed, or a captive. This is his gospel, his announcement. A new thing is happening. Today it is fulfilled in your hearing. In Romans 1, Paul writes, "I have been set apart for the gospel," by which he means he proclaims the euangelion of Christ, but I think he probably means more than that. In the same chapter, he also calls the gospel the power of God to save. In a sense, we are all saved by a story, but we are also formed by that story. When the gospel takes root in us, it also invites us to live toward the same things Jesus was about: freedom for the oppressed, release of the captives, sight to the blind. If you've heard the story and believed, how has it changed you? What has the gospel invited you to do? And how might Christ in you continue to fulfill those words of Isaiah today? The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.